than thinking about it, I'll just bounce back. That's just my style, because otherwise I'd become a hermit, I suppose. I'm not saying the diabetes has particularly stopped me doing anything, but I don't want it to suddenly take over my life. So I kind of just act a bit too normally, perhaps.
Did you change anything as a result of this car accident?
Well, it was quite ironic as a result of the accident because I'd been to the diabetic doctor quite recently, and I was due to then. I'd made the decision some time ago that I wanted to change my routine. So, having spent 20 years doing the Humulin I and the Humulin S, I just became aware that I wanted more flex. I can't remember whether there was a particular trigger, but I just decided I wanted more flexibility. So, I was due to start the new regime, which is the whole Daphne technique, which is like 4 injections a day. So it was almost a week later that I started that. So it wasn't because of the accident, it was just unfortunate timing that I hadn't already moved on to it. Whether that would have made any difference, I don't actually know. Because I have had a number of hypos since I've started this regime. But almost the flexibility almost makes it that you kind of, I suppose, you know, now I will do an injection and think, well, I might eat something in a little while. So in some ways, the flexibility almost makes it that I'm too flexible. I don't know how to explain that, but you know, I have had a number of, I suppose, reasonably bad hypos since I started the new regime.
Did you go on a Daphne training course?
No sort of training course at all. I've not even read anything on it. I have to put my hands up and say that. All I've read is the books they gave me with the, because basically I've got two pens now, because previously I had a plastic syringe, which was just a syringe, and my needle bottles. Now I've got what looks like a pen with cartridges that get fitted into it, separate needles, and obviously I've got one for my morning, lunch, and evening meal, and one for my evening. Sorry, before I do my breakfast, I do an injection. Before I do my lunch, I do an injection, and before I do my evening meal, I do an injection. And that's on something called NovoRapid. When I do, then when before I go to bed, I do a long-acting insulin called Lantus, which lasts me sort of 24 hours to just make sure there's always a bit of insulin there.
Was this new regime suggested by the diabetic clinic at the hospital?
Well, I'd known about it for quite a long time, the fact that there was this thing where you could do 4 injections and it was more flexible. I think the Daphne thing, it was mentioned to me, but not. I don't feel that was almost like a side comment, a bit. And that sounds. I'm not trying to be critical of the doctor or anything.